Well, good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be able to present sort of an update on what we have done with respect to what we are calling the Rust College Health Explorers Program. So my colleague just presented on what's happening in terms of people who are further up the pipeline in terms of health professionals, and now we're looking further down the pipeline in terms of looking at high school students and how do we get high school students interested in public health and engaged in the work of thinking about being able to join the public health workforce. And so I'm pleased to have one of my colleagues here with me, Dr. Charles Williams, from Rust College as well, joining me this afternoon. As well, in terms of our presentation today, we have no relationships to disclose. So with respect to the Rust College Health Explorers program, which is a high school program that is focused on being able to expose students to career opportunities in the health sciences, well, it's actually hosted at Rust College. Rust College is a historically black college in Mississippi, in the northern part of Mississippi, and it was established in 1866 by the Methodist Episcopal Church, and it continues to be supported by the United Methodist Church, and academically prepares students in a number of the disciplines, including the humanities, the social and behavioral sciences, natural sciences, business, technology, and education. Within Rust College, there's also what we call the Wilkin Smith Institute for Health Equity and Social Justice, which is really serving as kind of the institution's arm to really focus on developing capacity around addressing health disparities, as well as engaging communities that are affected by health disparities. And part of the mission of the Wilkin Smith Institute is to really be able to expose and provide students both at the undergraduate level, but also at the high school level, with opportunities and experiences around health careers and health science opportunities. So why a high school health explorers program for people who are in public health? Most of us think about people being interested in the health careers when they get into undergraduate or graduate school. So why focus on high school students? Well, what we know is that currently at least a fourth of U.S. college graduates are from underrepresented minority populations, which I also refer to as populations of color. And as a consequence, we know that health professions, in terms of their interest among undergraduate students, is increasing. In fact, it is one of the most popular majors for many students on college campuses across the country. However, we continue to see a lack of diversity in health and as well at the undergraduate level and post-undergraduate level. And what we also know is that underrepresented students, including students of color and students from rural areas as well as underserved students, oftentimes turn off early from health and science before entering college. Oftentimes they are discouraged or find it too difficult and don't have the encouragement they need to continue to pursue career opportunities at the undergraduate level. So then you may also be asking, well, why would we focus on developing a high school health careers program in Holly Springs, Mississippi, in North Mississippi? Well, the reason being is that Holly Springs High School graduation rate is not only higher than the county high school graduation rate, which is a wonderful thing and it has been for the past 5 years, but also we find that their high school graduation rate is also exceeds the state high school graduation rate. So there's something happening within this particular county and in this particular school district that is phenomenal in and of itself, that is encouraging students who otherwise would not graduate in the state of Mississippi to actually complete high school. And so with that, not only do we have the momentum of seeing a school district that has already demonstrated its ability to be able to graduate high school students at a rate higher than the county level as well as the state level, but what we also find in this particular area of the country in Holly Springs is that there is a high school that has a specific focus on health science careers. It is a career and technical training school, however, it has a health science focus, for which we're using that to be able to capitalize and build our Health Explorers program. So why Health Explorers program in Holly Springs, Mississippi? I already mentioned the fact of the school district there and the phenomenal work they're doing to be able to encourage students to graduate from high school. But also one of the reasons why we've chosen to focus in Holly Springs is because Holly Springs is designated both as a health professional shortage area, because there are an increasing number of health disparities in this area, and as well we know that underrepresented students of color and others oftentimes when they go on and matriculate in undergraduate programs and as well go on for professional degrees, they oftentimes return to the areas or similar areas from where they came from. So students who oftentimes grew up in rural areas are more likely to return to rural areas to be able to serve because they understand those communities and those contexts. Students of color who come from communities that are underserved oftentimes when they become health professionals return to similar kinds of communities because there is a cultural consonance that helps them in terms of being more competent professionals. And so we know that Holly Springs High School students have questions about public health careers and health careers in general. And so Rusk College, really, because the fact it has been there since 1866, educating people who came out of enslavement and have continued to educate those people to the very present, really wants to be able to help point those students in the right direction when it comes to pursuing health careers. So with respect to our Health Explorers program, our goals are, one, to be able to increase high school students' exposure to health career options and also to be able to encourage high school graduation, and then most definitely to be able to excite high school students about the work of public health and what public health is all about so that we can sort of captivate them early on to be able to continue to encourage them as they're thinking about what they're going to be doing post-high school. So joining us in this effort, because one of the things I failed to mention earlier is I'm a community engaged researcher, so I very much believe that not only are problems with respect to health disparities located in communities and spaces, but I also believe that the solutions to those problems are likewise located in those same places and spaces. And so helping us with this Health Explorers program is really a community partnership, that includes the United Way of the Mid-South, which provided us funding to be able to do this work, the Holly Springs School District as well, Tennessee State University that I represent in our Master's in Public Health program, the Mayor's Office in Holly Springs as well, the Meharry Vanderbilt TSU Cancer Partnership, in which I serve as a funded investigator, the Holly Springs Rotary Club, and Byhalia Family Health Center, to name a few of our community partners that have joined us in this work of being able to offer this program. So our program, by its design, we offer a club. We offer a club currently which offers a half-day sessions focused on specific public health careers, health professional Q&As, and as well learning activities. If you've ever worked with high school students before, their attention spans sometimes are easily diverted, so you have to keep them engaged, you have to keep them doing things to stay interested. And so we do that through a half-day session. And so to date, we've actually provided 12 hours of instructional contact between faculty. These faculty include basic scientists as well as applied scientists and college near peers. We think it's important for our high school students to be exposed to people who are a little further along the road than they are. So we have undergraduate students from Rusk College who serve as near peers for our high school students. And this coming fall, we'll be offering the club, but instead of doing it at Rusk College's campus, we're in fact going to be doing it in the high school and actually coordinating the kinds of information we'll be presenting with the curriculum that they are using as a part of their studies. And so consequently, we don't want our students just to know about Doc McStuffins, but in fact, we want students of color to think of themselves as the next Doc McStuffins and to actually achieve that. So what are some of the kinds of sessions and topics that we focus on? We focus a lot on leadership and goal setting, the idea being that if you really want to become a health professional of various sorts, you've got to set that goal in mind, and there are steps you have to take in order to be able to achieve that. We also focus on the social and behavioral sciences, health communication, health disparities, epidemiology and surveillance, as well as many other public health disciplines. And while our scholars, I want you to know, represent some of the most underserved in rural Mississippi, besides it being a health professional shortage area and an area also gripped by health disparities, that in fact, all of our participants, or rather 80% of our participants, their parents did not graduate from high school. So for many of our high school students who are in Health Explorers, they will be the first generation to be graduating from high school. But nevertheless, our students have the greatest promise to succeed. In fact, 100% of our participants, both after and before and after completing the program, wanted to pursue health careers. And so HEP is really showing our Holly Springs High School students there is a world of health career possibilities that are waiting for them. And I want you to be able to hopefully see for yourself what I mean.
Thank you.
So I just really wanted to give you a little taste of what we are doing with our high school students, that many of you all are professionals and already made it in terms of your careers, but we're trying to encourage those to dream big dreams who haven't thought about or really seen themselves as being public health professionals or health professionals of various sorts. And so Rust College High School Health Explorers Program, we're capitalizing on 149 years of educating students in North Mississippi. And so Rust College is now investing in Holly Springs High School students in a significant way. And so we're working with partners because we believe that the solutions to problems that we face in public health not only start in communities, but they also, the solutions emanate from those very same communities. And so the High School Health Explorers Program, we are really about the business of trying to grow future health professionals right at home in Mississippi. So we see ourselves as we like to say in terms of my tagline, making health happen in the Holly Springs School District and in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Thank you very much.